Hallelujah. Wherever you are, can you just begin to exalt the name of the Lord? Worship the name of the Lord tonight. God is good. Exalt his holy name. Exalt his Jesus, we worship you. Jesus, we worship you. There's no one like you, Lord. We exalt your holy name, Jesus. We magnify your holy name, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. Embredo vile carutina shabambredo zupiti piti lekai. Jesus, I worship you. Jesus, we worship you, Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name, we ask to pray. Let's go. Saving Jesus. Free your mind. He allows you to conquer challenges. He strengthens you. 5 seconds. And I proceed. The spirit of the apples. This kind of grace. Spirit. And that grace. And that grace is bonus. The spirit of my mind. He strengthens. He empowers you. You unlock potentials. Praise God. That through Christ's strength, you can only smoke the obstacle and accomplish with it. Desire time, no. Your strength can fail you. It can fail. Scripture says, for by strength shall no man fail. You still depend on your physical strength to carry out or attempt great things for God. Brethren, you are joking. There is a spirit called the spirit of might, whereby the strength he bestowed, he activates in the life of a man, makes him do beyond what his capability is his strength can carry out, and allows him to do extraordinary things. The spirit of might. You must know that your strength can't carry you far. Your physical strength. You need another strength called the spirit of mind. There is a limit to your physical strength. Not everything in this spiritual kingdom, in this kingdom, can be acquired by that your physical strength. There are some challenges bigger than what your physical strength can handle. There are some problems bigger than what your physical strength can handle. You need a strength that comes from above, the divine strength that surmounts every obstacle, that override, that is potent. To conquer, to break down, to deliver, to put an end to challenges, problems, difficulties. The spirit of might. In the face of adversity, in the face of problems, in the face of tribulations, in the face of pain, what the spirit of might does, it serves as a beacon of hope. As a beacon of hope, inspiring, encouraging individuals, believers, to rise above their circumstance and embody the true essence of it. The spirit of might, it helps you rise above circumstance, and it embodies the true essence of faith in action in you. It makes you rise above challenges. It makes you rise above tribulations, difficulties, There are many things some of us might have gone through and will now come to a point that or there are many things you might have faced as believer and you might have come to the point that can God still hear me? Can God still help me? Yes. Is this thing still possible to do? Yes. Is God far away from me? No. The thing there is that God is not far away from you. Alright. He's even closer to you than before. Open your scripture with me to Daniel 10, verse 17. For how can the servant of this my Lord talk with this my Lord? For as for me, straightway there remain no strength in me, neither is there any breath left in me. Daniel acknowledged that his strength has failed him. Before the spirit of might can come upon you, you need to acknowledge that your strength is incapable of helping you. The spirit of might, the Holy Ghost. Daniel acknowledged. He said, there is no strength remained in me, Lord. There is no breath left on me. And there came, verse 19, and touched him, one like the appearance of a man, and strengthened him. Tonight, your strength, you are going to be strengthened. If only you can acknowledge that the spirit, that your strength can't take you. If only you can acknowledge that your strength can't carry you. The spirit of strength, of might, it helps you overcome and it makes you strong in the days of adversities. Many people go through a lot of difficulties and then the difficulties, the trials kills their fire, kills their consistency, kills their prayer life. But right now there is a strength, divine strength that is about to be released, that no matter the matter, that challenge can't see the end of you. Hallelujah. No matter the matter. Hi, Jesus. Job went through a lot of pains, but still, he said no. His wife came to him and said, Job, curse God and I. He said, no, I won't do this. His friends came, Job, this is too much. Brethren, say something against God and go. He said, no. But there was a friend, the youngest among the friends. He said to Job, for there is a spirit in man, and the breath of the Almighty gives it understanding. That is the spirit in man, and that spirit is the spirit of might and the breath of the Almighty. And the spirit of might is upon you automatically, the Lord breathes upon you. The inspiration of the Almighty gives it understanding. Immediately, Job was revived a little bit. When you are in times of trials, in situations that in big problems, and you acknowledged and you realized and you come into the realization that there is a spirit in you
and the breath of the Almighty that can help you overcome and surmount any obstacle, any challenges, any problems, difficulties, and that can make you accomplish great deeds for the glory of God. Hannah in the Bible. Hannah keep going to Shiloh, praying. What she was passing through at the moment was enough for her to say, Lord, seriously,
I will just have to drop this.
But there was this kind of strength and spirit released upon her life called the Spirit of Might. The Spirit of Might helps you towards to move closer to purpose, to move closer to that greater life God is calling you towards, no matter the challenges that is on the way, no matter the problem you are facing. It makes you, it keeps you moving. The Spirit of Mind keeps you moving. That was what kept Anna moving. She kept going to Shiloh, praying, oh God, Marode Sia Dele, and Pijoloto, and Predo Side, and Bede Bede, and Bedia, and Predo Side, and Predo. There is one thing you should never forget. The kind of situation you are passing through, no matter the kind of problem you are facing, never forget to go back to the secret place that are key and cry to God. That was one thing Anna never forget to do, no matter what she was facing at that moment. She kept going to Shiloh. She kept going to Shiloh. She kept going to Shiloh. Scripture says in Micah 7:7, it says, I will wait on the Lord, for the God of my salvation shall hear me. The Spirit of Mind helps you to wait upon the Lord. It releases upon you the capacity, it releases upon you the strength that is beyond human imagination. So you can wait upon the Lord. Many people have rushed the process and they've missed out on what God has designed for their life. There's a path that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof is destruction. For many never are not patient enough to follow through that path, that process. They were carried away by the enticement and the everything going on their way. Please go. The Spirit of Mind. You need the Spirit of Mind to be able to overcome the present and the current problem you might be facing. The Spirit of Mind. Daniel 10:19 now. And said, O man greatly beloved, fear not, peace be unto thee. This is the word of God for somebody here tonight. Fear not, peace be unto you. And he says, be strong, yea, be strong. The Spirit of Mind strengthens you, no matter how weak you might think you are. Jesus. It strengthens you. He says, be strong, yea, be strong. And when he had spoken unto me, I was strengthened. The word of God is coming to you tonight. And you will be strengthened. In the name of Jesus Christ.
and said, let my Lord speak, for thou hast strengthened me.
The Lord is going to release strength upon the life of somebody tonight. You've been praying. You've been studying scriptures. You've been serving the Lord diligently. You've been committed to the things of God. The Lord is saying, that strength and might you need to journey to the end, He's going to release upon you. You will not fail, my friend, in the name of Jesus. The spirit of might. The spirit of might. What the spirit of might help you to do? It creates in you is an altar, is of strong connection. Strong altar of belief in you. Hallelujah. It takes waiting to be able to what? To build. The glory of God. To build. They that wait upon the Lord. Renew their strength. Waiting, the spirit of might helps you to stay. To stay. Hallelujah. Praise God. I believe you are with me tonight. Open your scriptures with me to Daniel chapter 9 from verse 3. Daniel 9:3. Daniel chapter 9 verse 3. And I said, I should develop to seek thy prayer application with fasting and sight. I set my face unto the Lord to seek by prayer. The spirit of mind helps you to, it helps align your heart to seek the face of God and to wait in the place of prayer and supplication. Your prayer no longer become your problem anymore. Fasting no longer become. Problem to you anymore. Hallelujah. Verse 4. And I prayed unto the Lord. And said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the commandment and mercy to them that loved him and them that keep his commandment. So there's a confession that needs to be made before the spirit of might can come upon a man's life. And you need that confession is that you admit that, Lord, I no longer depend on my strength on this journey. Lord, divine strength I need. Divine strength.
divine strength. Now look at the current state or the situation of the country now. Is it not enough for one to say, oh, the standard of living is high? You can no longer spend 1,000 naira and then you are satisfied for that day. But the spirit of mind is what we need in this season to help us, to keep us rooted and to keep us standing and to keep our feet active. You won't fall no matter the matter. Hallelujah. Let's open our Bible to Daniel chapter 9 from verse 16. Daniel 9 from verse 16. But before we proceed with that scripture, the spirit of mind also, just like I said earlier, it represents strength, courage, and resilience that can be formed within you, and it is nurtured by our faith, belief, or conviction. It is the unwavering determination to face challenges head on and resolve to persevere when the odds seem insurmountable, and the power to rise above adversity. The spirit of mind is the power to rise above adversity. And that strength is coming upon somebody here tonight. In the name of Jesus. The spirit of mind is also a force that empowers us to stand up, to keep standing, to keep, just like I said earlier, to keep our foot rooted. It's not dependent on your physical powers. Before I go back to that scripture, Daniel, nurturing the spirit of mind requires self-reflection, prayer, study of the word, fasting. The spirit of mind only helps those who does the things, the kingdom, who does the kingdom, the things of the spirit. It helps them. It's a day that mind, that set their minds on the things of the flesh are fleshly, but they that set their mind on the things of the spirit are spiritual. It helps those that set their minds on the things of the spirit. The spirit of mind is not only applicable to mercy, strength. It helps in balancing areas of life. The strength is not only applicable to the normal, normal strength. No. The financial life receives strength. Academic life, strength. Marital life, strength. Everything about you, when the spirit of mind is activated upon you, they receive strength. May the spirit of mind guide you and uplift you in your journey helping you overcome challenges, inspire others, and make a lasting impact in the life of those around you. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Daniel chapter 9, verse 16. O Lord, according to all thy righteousness, I beseech thee, let thy anger and thy fury be turned away from the city. Let's go to verse 17. Now, therefore, O God, hear the prayer of thy servant. You're going to lift up your voice and pray tonight.
And say, O Lord, my God, hear the voice, hear my voice tonight. I cry to you. I hear release your spirit of might that you are activating in my life.
Can you lift up your voice wherever you are and just begin to pray? Emredo vide baradika lekatosa. Amredo vidika amredo sititika late. Oh God, hear my prayers tonight. We ask for the release of your spirit. The release of your spirit. The spirit of might.
Scripture recorded that Jesus Christ prayed until his sweat was like a drop of blood and an angel appeared to him. He was praying, he was discussing with God, presenting his outcry, presenting his desires, presenting his supplication, his prayers. And as he prayed, scripture recorded, an angel appeared and strengthened him. The Lord is going to be releasing that angel tonight. And whatever area of your life that is dead, that is weak, will be strengthened. And life will be prayed upon it.
You were strengthened. You were strengthened.
That's it, going to pray tonight. We all need our spirit of mind. We all need our spirit of mind. We all need our spirit of mind. The spirit.
Let's continue reading the scripture. From verse 18, Daniel 9, 18. Oh my God, incline thy ear and hear. Open my eyes and behold my desolations. Can you lift up your voice and just begin to cry? Cry like you mean it. Cry like you mean it. Jesus prayed and the sweat was like a drop of blood. The fervency of your prayer determines the consistent and fervency of your results.
I am redosi de baradikale de barade. The fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. The fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Lift up your voice and cry, O God, incline thine ear and hear. Open thy eyes, O God, and see and behold our desolation. In Jesus' mighty name, we ask the prayer.
How many of us have been in a situation whereby right there in that situation you felt it as if God is far away from you? But he's closer than ever before. He's close. He says, I will not leave you nor forsake you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Because I live, you will live. And the things I do,
He will do
greater the things he do. You can only carry out or attempt great things for God when the Spirit of Might is released and activated in your life. Because your strength has limitation. It's limited.
Can you just bring the Holy Ghost?
Jabarati kileta baruti tepete Embredo zubembredo jata palati kalate barutina Embredo vitili karute supele cambredo shata papabo Arute tete kete kete barati kalate te barute tepete.
For in Jesus' mighty name, we ask to pray.
Scripture recorded that Jesus Christ fasted 40 days and 40 nights.
It can't be carried out by the physical strength.
What the Spirit of Mind does to him, he made that 40 days and 40 nights like 4 days and 4 nights. So
he could not feel the pain, he could not feel the weakness of the flesh, he could not feel it. Because the Spirit of Might is upon him. He has tapped into the energy of the Spirit. What the Spirit of Might helps you to do, it does not allow you to feel the pains.
It does not allow you to feel the pains. But the flesh brings.
It helps you tap into the energies of the Spirit.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Our God will hear us, but we will not bow to your God. The problem they were about to put themselves was enough for them to say, forsake God at that moment and quickly bow down to the God, the King. But they said no. The God we serve is bigger than all these small gods you all put here. And the King God ordered that they be thrown into the fiery furnace. As I said earlier, the Spirit of Mind gives unto you boldness.
And it doesn't, it's kind. Shut the now. We were cast into the fiery furnace, and then they were not hot. The Spirit of Might. Create something in your life that will make you extraordinary. Hallelujah.
Daniel chapter 9
from that 18 we were reading earlier.
Oh my God, incline thy ear and hear, open thy eyes and behold our desolation, and the city which is called by thy name, for we do not present our supplications before thee for our righteousness. Can you lift up your voice and cry to God? But for thy great mercies, lift up your voice and cry to God. Lord Jesus,
We do not present our supplication before thee for our righteousness, but for thy great mercy. Have mercy on us. Have mercy on us, O God. Emre to viti karute palatena. Shabamre te bete belekata paratikitina. Emre to viti karuti kalitina. Arute te te ke te kata paratitika latitina. Emre to sube te bete bete. Show us mercy, O God, we cry. Emre to sope pepeletika paratiso. Arute te kata kata kato. Emre to sute. Rata papa po aruta ta 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 do aruta ta 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 do aruta ta 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 do aprata papa po aruta patina aprato shade pete pete emrete pete 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 emrata papa papa papa. Let your mercy find us, O God. Emrata papa papa emreto shapa papa radikileta. Release your strength angels, O God. Ratosia kali eya kali eya kali e papai strengthen us, O God. E pretoso pekalati karatiku strengthen us, O God. E pretoso da baratikai amretoso bebebebebo e pretoso bababababo. In Jesus' mighty name, we are still praying. Verse 19. Daniel 9:19. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, hearken and do. Can you lift up your voice and pray? Lord, hear us tonight. Show us mercy. Hearken. Radicalo sol fella pamreto si pipi le kada paradikiti. Oh God, forgive. Oh shabam redo sate pelete paradikala tetina. Oh God, hear us. Oh God, hear us. Hear us. In Jesus' mighty name. We also need to pray for our nation, Nigeria. That the Lord should heal our land. 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 Cry to God and say, Lord, heal our land. Heal us, O God. Revive Nigeria again. Emreto supele kabaruti kalate. Erute de kalati mreto subemba rudina. Arata ta 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 to emreto supe emreto shata balakata emreto supe pepepepepepepepepepepepo. Any decision being made, it affects the Nigerians, be positive or negative. So you need to pray. You need to pray because the matters concern you now. The matters concern you. You need to pray for the land. If the land is good, it will be good for us. And if it is other way, God needs to show us mercy. God heal our land. Emprendo supete paladia. Arrote te pete pete paradia. In Jesus' mighty name, we still pray. Continuation of verse 19. For thy own sake, oh my God, for thy city and thy people are called by thy name. Verse 20. while I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin, the sin of my people Israel, and presenting my supplication before the Lord, my God, for the Holy Month, my God. Yea, while I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, touched me. Touched me. You are going to cry to God tonight. Say, Lord, touch me. Touch me. Touch me tonight. Touch me tonight. When the Lord touches you, everything about you received transformation. Everything about you is revived. Everything about you that is dead or weak receives activations. I can redos even. Daniel says, and a man like a multitude, like the appearance of a man. He touched me and strengthened me. Lord, touch us tonight. Strengthen us tonight, Lord. We need it. We need it. We need it. We need it. We need it, oh God. We need it. Emre to fitila kaparotina. For in Jesus' mighty name. 21. Verse 22. And he informed me and talked with me and said, oh Daniel, now come forth to give thee skill and understanding. I am now come forth to give you the spirit of might. I am now come forth to release upon you the spirit of excellence. You are going to personalize that verse 22, and we are going to read it together. And he informed me and talked with me and said, oh, Ademola, I am now come forth to give thee the spirit of mine, the skills and understanding. The spirit of mind gives you also the ideas, the inspiration, the knowledge you need to stand out, to keep moving, to produce wealth. Hallelujah. Can you just thank God for answered prayers tonight? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He has informed you and he has taught. He says he has come to give you skills and understanding. Skills and understanding. Can you just thank him? He has come to release upon you the spirit of might. Thank him tonight. Thank him tonight. Thank him tonight. Thank you, Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.